Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Watch out! Don't do your good deeds publicly to be admired by others, for you will lose the reward from your Father in heaven. When you give to someone in need, don't do as the hypocrites do, blowing trumpets in the synagogues and streets to call attention to their acts of charity. Every Jew knew that giving to the poor was one of their key responsibilities. Jesus confirmed that this would continue to be a major duty for his followers too. However, his main concern was the way in which it was done. It needed to be done secretly because gifts were, first of all, to be given to God. Those who were trying to impress other people and win their praise had totally missed the point. There's no evidence that anyone actually commissioned trumpeters to accompany their giving. But the point that Jesus was making is clear enough. Don't do anything to draw other people's attention to your giving. We give our gifts because of our love for God and our desire to please Him. If we do it to win the praise of other people, then the focus is completely wrong and our giving is clearly not an act of worship at all. It's just a pathetic act of showing off. Jesus was harsh in his criticism of the religious people because their play-acting was giving the Jewish religion a bad name. The same is true today. People love to see Christians who are genuine, but are quick to criticize anything that comes across as phony. I'm always delighted to see Christians working so hard as street pastors or in food banks and night shelters. Such quiet, loving, caring service brings joy to the heart of God. Let me ask you a question. What should we all be doing to ensure that we're not acting hypocritically? And now let me lead you in a prayer. Lord, thank you for the privilege of giving. Help us to ensure that our giving is always to you and never to impress other people. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available, of course, on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a really good day.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. I hope you're ready for the most dippable chicken in McDonald's history. Dip it in all the sauces. Dip it in that hot sauce in your bag. Dip it in your McFlurry. Your dip is your business. McCrispy strips at McDonald's.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.